From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. 3 years ago, I had the privilege and pleasure to be the MC for the 5th annual Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts here in Washington. Marion McPartland received the festival award for her lifetime of service to jazz that night. Also on the bill was a young, tall woman with flowing blonde hair who played the piano and led her combo effortlessly through tunes from Chopin to Cuban to Cole Porter. That concert was my introduction to Deanna Witkowski, and today I want to introduce her to you. Her new CD is about to be released. It's called Wide Open Window. On it, she indeed manages to combine Chopin, Cole Porter, and infectious rhythms that defy you to stay still. Deanna Witkowski and her band are in our own Studio 4A to play a few tunes from the recording. Deanna, what a pleasure it is to see you again.
It's wonderful to be here.
This gig has been a long time coming. We've been waiting for a new CD to invite you. And actually, I think the best introduction to you and your colleagues here in the studio is the music that you play. And you're going to begin with an original. It's called Rare Appearance. Do you want to say something about it before you begin it?
Sure. I actually wrote this tune on an assignment. I was studying with a Brazilian drummer in New York named Vanderlei Pereira, and he wanted us to write something in this typical Brazilian rhythm called baião. So this is what I wrote for class.
A homework assignment.
Yeah.
Deanna Witkowski and Rare Appearance. Deanna Witkowski and her band with the tune A Rare Appearance. It can be found on her new CD, Wide Open Window. That's you, Deanna, singing on top of the saxophone being played by Adam Kolker. That's such a Brazilian sound.
Yeah, I started listening to Brazilian music maybe about 7 years ago, and I thought my voice kind of fit sort of Brazilian stuff because it's very light. I don't have a heavy voice, and I just kind of like the sound, just putting the horn with the voice. So,
and I'll say again, that was Adam Kolker on sax, and I might as well introduce the rest of the band while we're here. David Ambrosio is playing bass here in 4A, and Vince Cherico is playing drums. What grade did you get on this homework assignment?
Well, actually, when I brought it in, my teacher said that it wasn't a typical bio. Well, and I knew it wasn't, but...
Can you demonstrate what bio is? I mean, what the assignment actually is, the rhythm that you were expected to write?
Sure. Maybe we can just... Let's just vamp on, like, the E7 sus thing. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3...
And you just decided to do it differently.
Yes. I think he liked the tune, but I don't think it's what he had in mind.
Have you always been interested in Latin rhythms? I mean, you play so percussively on many of these selections.
I got interested when I went to grad school in Chicago. The way it all came about, it's really weird. I was sitting in a practice room, and they had those glass doors you can see in. And literally, this guy just knocked on the door, and... He said, I have a salsa band. I used to be a wrestler, and I have a salsa band now. And I have these charts, and we need a piano player, and would you sort of play through them for me? And I didn't know anything about what to do, but I went to the rehearsal, and then the bass player started, like, helping me, you know, figure out what to do and told me some records to listen to and stuff. And I really liked it, so.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, I guess so.
The tune we heard was written by you, one of your original tunes on this. We're going to hear another original tune. This is one called Wide Open Window. And it almost comes full circle because you actually dedicate it to Mary Lou Williams, the woman who names the festival where I met mm-hmm. you. How has her playing influenced you?
Well, she sort of prided herself that she could play all these different styles of jazz. Like, she was known for being this really great boogie-woogie player with a really strong left hand. But towards the end of her life, she did this, like, concert with Cecil Taylor, who is a very free jazz player. And she also wrote a lot of liturgical music, which is something that I've done as well. So I just thought it was... great how she just did all these different styles, yet she seemed to be really rooted still in boogie-woogie and the blues. So there was this kind of earthiness to her playing.
Wide Open Window is the title tune of the CD. Is there something you want to say about it before you play?
Well, I just tried to reflect in this tune Mary Lou's spirit of just being really adventurous. And the melody is kind of bluesy, but again, the harmonic progression snakes around quite a bit, and so it seems to just sort of take off in a lot of different directions whenever we play it. So it's sort of a window on something different whenever we try it.
And we have no idea what's going to happen when
That's
you play
right.
it now, right? Deanna Witkowski playing her own tune, Wide Open Window. Wide Open Window, the title tune from Deanna Witkowski's new CD, played here in Studio 4A with her band. Snaky is about right for that harmonic progression. Yeah, and a little unpredictable.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the prize you just won?
I won first place at the Great American Jazz Piano Competition in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an annual, well, they didn't have it last year, but it's normally an annual event. It's an international competition, and it's just open to pianists who do not have a record deal on a major label. Mm. This was the third time I was a finalist, and this time around I just kind of felt like I didn't want to do it again no matter what happened. And I ended up winning, so I can't do it again.
Third time is the charm.
Yeah.
You have an affinity for popular music, American popular music, the standard composers. Cole Porter is all over this new CD. In fact, in a moment you're going to end mm-hmm. with a Cole Porter tune. How would you describe your affinity with the standards?
It's funny because when I went to college, and that's when I started playing jazz, was in college, I didn't even know that I, in some part of my brain, I already knew a lot of standards because I really love old musicals. So I love Fred Astaire. And I started taking an improv class in college, and the teacher just handed me this book, this big fake book of all these standards, and I started trying to play through them, and I'm like, I know this song, I know this song. And I guess it was sort of, you know, from the musicals first. And also, I just find there's many standards that get played too much to me. So I always try to find ones that have something interesting. And with Cole Porter, his music, it lends itself really well to all different kinds of arranging.
Hmm. You're going to play All Through the Night, which is a Cole yes. Porter tune. But this is a tune that you learned from a record?
Yeah, I learned it from a record from Shirley Horn's I Love You, Paris. And I hate to say this, especially on NPR, but she did the bridge in the wrong key. So I went back. I always try to go back to the original sheet music if I can, because often, too, with standards, they use certain things. There will be, like, diminished chords that nobody plays anymore and stuff. So you sort of get more of a sense of what the composer was going for. So I went back to the original sheet music, and then I learned it correctly, and now I defragmented it all, and I probably couldn't play it straight if I tried anymore.
This is Cole Porter's All Through the Night, played by Deanna Witkowski and her band here in Studio 4A. Cole Porter's All Through the Night, played by Deanna Witkowski and the members of her band. So the CD's coming out. What does the year look like for you? Got a lot of concerts lined up?
There's some things in the next couple months, and then hopefully things will fill in soon. Yeah. The main thing we have in New York coming up, we're doing a release party for the CD the day after the record comes out. The record comes out the 25th, and the 26th we're playing at McCore doing a release gig. So.
And then things will pick up. As
yes, they will.
Deanna Witkowski. Her new CD is Wide Open Window. It's on K-On Records, thanks to the members of her band, David Ambrosio, bass, Adam Kolker, sax, and Vince Cherico, drums. Thank you all for taking the time to come in today and play for us.
Thank you.
For more on Deanna Witkowski, including photos and audio samples, visit our website at npr.org.